All the illusion, and the biggest one of all, had died that day. Best to be clear about it. Yeah, Reiser was right. The galaxy was becoming something new, and everyone was worried about the same thing. Would the new boss be the same as the old boss? No one knew the answer. That was why it was the biggest question.
So, who is he?
Again, the specific identifier was dropped. They both knew the he being referred to indicated Nilo. The problem was, no one really knew who the he was. Nilo was a big mystery, and if anyone knew anything hard, they weren't saying. Just yet. Bowie had heard recruiting was going on for something new, and if your contact info was submitted, credentials verified, then you got an audition. Whoever Nilo was, whoever his, or even her, people were, they'd been able to verify Bowie's credentials, which had been rated very high back in Repub Naval Intel. Need to know. That was for sure. But someone had known, because the audition had been tailored specifically for his skill set. Infiltration and termination. Espionage, infiltration, and, his time attached to the Marine Reapers, termination. Just for the training, specifically. The shooting skills. He'd applied their teaching on behalf of Navy Intel in other situations no one was ever supposed to know about. Except Nilo, Team Nilo, had found out. And now here he was. He'd passed the audition by killing a Xi headman inside a security cordon that was rated at the VIP executive level. No mean feat. Enemy commanders surrounded by divisions of crack infantry were rated lower in difficulty.
Who is he, Jack? Well, ain't that the question on everyone's lips?
Answered Reiser.
Fingers and even tentacles are crawling across all the data archives trying to put the pieces together. Who is this guy who's basically financing his own war machine on a small planet on Galaxy's Edge that most people think isn't worth the effort because of how ornery the Kublarans are? Not to mention the Xi that arrived. Interesting, huh? Who is he, really? You got that right, Jack. That is the big question.
Bowie said nothing.
You heard the rumors? About him? You heard him, Jack? Because they are crazy.
Some, Jack muttered and scanned the room for threats. Reiser leaned close and began to speak.
Did you hear the one about how when he was a kid, his dad, some kind of planetary development scientist, and his mom, she was the brainy type too, did you hear they were out on some world and Gomari slavers murdered the both of them, let the other slaves rape the mom, killed the dad afterwards, sold the kid to genie nomads crossing out near Grayson's Storm, doing one of their 100-year pilgrimages into the nebulae to seek enlightenment? And all that crazy talk. Have you heard that one, Jack?
Again, Bowie said nothing because this was all rhetorical. Reiser had always liked a bit of theater, and so that was what this was. A story. A story about a boogeyman. Or rather, a boogeyman that might just be their savior, because the boogeyman was paying salaries and bonuses for the boogie work he needed done.
Well, Jack,
continued Reiser low and conspiratorially.
If you've heard that part, then maybe you've heard the next part of the story. Have you? Feel free to stop me if you have. 2 years later, that genie nomad ship comes out of the nebulae and makes straight for the Gomari hideout that did the parents. The normally peaceful genie kill the Gomari, and the kid disappears for 5 years out there along the edge where space gets real weird.